This show is brought to you by BigAndTallMart.com. BigAndTallMart.com is your number one source for all things big and tall. From licensed t-shirts to casual wear and everything in between, BigAndTallMart.com has you covered. Use promo code GEEK10 on checkout to save 10% on orders $50 or more. BigAndTallMart.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net. Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to the first Nerd News Network of 2015. I am your host, typically the only one. I am Mike the Birdman Dodd. And well guys, today is January 23rd, 2015. We're in the future now. And I give you a solemn promise on this podcast. I will never make a stupid Back to the Future 2 joke regarding hoverboards and looking like an idiot with your pockets out of your jeans. That joke is old and tired. Please stop. Anyway. So, what have I been up to since the last Nerd News Network? Well, you've seen I've put out a few podcasts here and there. We put out a couple of DVD commentaries with me and Dave. We were supposed to record a bunch during the break, but unfortunately Dave just couldn't make it up, though I am working on some other stuff, maybe to bring Jamie up here. We might do the new Ninja Turtles movie. I really want to do a commentary on the new RoboCop, so maybe that'll come up in the next little bit. Played a lot of video games over the break. Got about halfway through the first Assassin's Creed. Totally creamed Assassin's Creed Rogue, which is an amazing game, by the way. Played a lot of Call of Duty. I literally just fifth prestiged last night, and if you guys know my history with Call of Duty, normally I hate them. Like, I like them from a single player standpoint, can't stand the multiplayer. Here it's completely the opposite. The single player was eh, but the multiplayer is amazing, so I'm actually having a really good time with that. Other than that, watched a bunch of movies, started watching the Robotech animated series from the 80s, really enjoying that, so, yeah, that's pretty much about it in terms of what I actually did. I mean, I started planning, some new stuff for These Warriors Are Terrible, which I think we're changing the name up to Terrible Warriors. I think I can mention that, I don't know, but it's a lot easier to say. I'm working on a pretty cool storyline right now using Green Ronin's DC Adventures, and I'm calling it Days of Future Crisis. If you go over to the These Warriors Are Terrible Facebook page, you should be able to see some of the preview art that was done by artist Marvin Law, and it'll give you an idea on where I'm going to take things in 2015 with that show. Also working on some stuff for the Firefly RPG from Margaret Weiss Productions. And I think I got something for Pathfinder planned out as well by Paizo Publishing. So, one of the things that I want to kind of address today is I'm dedicating today's show to the memory of a friend that I lost a year ago today, to Justin Juario Carmichael, who we lost last year to a tragic mental illness. And I know for those of you that are at MAGFest this weekend in Maryland, you are celebrating his life. In fact, the Famicom and Rider movie that he was working on is being screened, I think, tonight or tomorrow at MAGFest, so hopefully you guys will go check that out. And as I said last night on Twitter, we can play this. We are not stupid. And may we street pass again in the hereafter. See you later, Famicom and Rider. So, now that I've got kind of the heavy stuff out of the way, what are we going to be talking about on today's edition of the Nerd News Network? Well, we're going to be looking at an unusual bet involving football with Captain America and Star-Lord, of all people. Yet, it's another happy time on the Nerd News, as the Doomsday Clock has changed its hands. King Tut, somehow we managed to screw that up. Also, a famous comedian, or at least comic writer, is going to be co-writing Star Trek 3 What happened to one of the bigger animation houses in Hollywood this past week? And evidently, I make a special appearance on Tiny Plastic Men, which is a series on YouTube, and you can see it in Canada, I think, on the Super Channel. But either way, go Google that stuff. Totally worth your time. So let's start off from the top of the news this week. And this one I actually thought was really cool. So Chris Evans, as you know, from the Avengers, Captain America, the First Avenger, Winter Soldier, blah, blah, blah. And also Chris Pratt, who you know from Parks and Rec, and also as Star-Lord from the breakout success of Guardians of the Galaxy last year, they have a bet going on. And evidently, I'm just going to read this to you somewhat. Evidently, it looks like if... I'm actually going to read the tweets, because I don't follow sportsball. I'm sure someone is yelling at their computer monitors right now. So, Chris Evans. Well, 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 Pratt. Looks like our teams are going in the battle. For the next 2 weeks, you are not my friend, you are my enemy. Chris Pratt replies, We both know there's only one Captain America, and his name is Russell Wilson. Super Bowl bound, hashtag lob, hashtag repeat. They then keep going on. Chris Evans, them's fighting words. Stakes, what is a Seahawk anyway? Hashtag something Tom Brady hunts. Chris Pratt, okay, Seahawks win, you fly yourself to Seattle, visit Seattle Children's Hospital as Captain America, waving the 12th man flag. Chris Evans, I accept, and when the Patriots humiliate your sea chickens, I expect Star-Lord to arrive at Chris Haven in a Brady jersey. So, this is kind of awesome that these two guys are going to do this. And I know Chris Pratt showed up at a children's hospital middle of last year dressed up as Star-Lord to cheer up some kids. And I think that's amazing. Amazingly cool thing for him to do. And I know when they were filming Age of Ultron, Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, and the other actors, pictures of themselves saying hello to a sick fan or something along those lines. So I'm really glad to see the MCU actors typically get along and they do things for charity. And that's something I think that's rather special for them just to get involved in their communities, but also to give back to the Marvel community as a whole. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the inevitable YouTube video of this. I'm really hoping they kind of step it up and maybe the children's hospital that gets the visit maybe gets an early look at maybe Age of Ultron when it comes out. I don't know. I think that'd be pretty badass. I'm just saying. But good on you, Chris Evans and Chris Pratt. I certainly hope to see Captain America and Star-Lord walking through a hospital making little kids happy. Okay, now for some depressing news. I know, I love how I build you up and I bring you right back down. So, as you guys know, there's this thing called the Doomsday Clock. The Doomsday Clock is something that was developed by the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. A metaphor for how close we are to the threat of global annihilation or nuclear proliferation ending us. Basically, humanity is, for lack of a better word, fucked. And for the last little while, it's been sitting at around 5 minutes to midnight, which is pretty good. A couple days ago, this is the third time since the Doomsday Clock has read 3 minutes to midnight, the previous instances being back in 1984 during the peak of the Cold War and 1949 when the Soviet Union kick-started its own atomic weapons program. So this is only the third time in history that the clock has moved. Now, since 2012, it was holding at 5 minutes to midnight because supposedly there was some good news that, hey, we're starting to get our shit together. We're starting to take climate change seriously. But with the way things are going, it ain't looking so good. Now, there is a quote from them. They say, we call upon the world leaders to take coordinated and rapid action to drastically reduce global emissions of heat-trapping gases, especially carbon dioxide. Now, this quote comes from Richard Somerville. He's a member of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Atomic Science and Security Board, and a distinguished professor at Scripps Institution of Oceanography. We also urge citizens of the world to demand action from their leaders. This threat looms over all of humanity. We all need to respond now while there is still time. And you know what? It makes a lot of sense because in the statement as well, they also go on to say, in 2015, unchecked climate change, global nuclear weapons modernization, outsized nuclear weapons arsenals pose extraordinary and undeniable threats to the continued existence of humanity. World leaders have failed to act with the speed or on the scale required to protect citizens from potential catastrophe. These failures of political leadership endanger every person on Earth. And considering there was a huge oil spill into one of the Montana rivers the other day, and just, you know, and people denying that climate change exists. Now, I've heard people deny global warming, like, well, it's been colder than it ever has been. Okay, fair enough, but there's a thing called climate change and climate extremes. This is very frigging bad. And with countries having nuclear arsenals of some kind, you know what? I'm pretty much of the mindset, I can't see anybody but a rogue state using a nuke right now. And I'm probably, by saying that, I'm probably incredibly naive. But I'm pretty sure if one country launches a nuke, you're going to have the world down your throat. And good luck, you're probably toast at the end of the day. Like, I really could only see maybe something coming out of India, Pakistan, or North Korea at this point. But who am I to say? Either way, the clock is at 3 minutes to midnight. And if you're familiar with Watchmen, I think the comedian or Rorschach may have been right. Now, let's move on to more fun news! Okay, so way back in the early 20th century, we found King Tut's burial mask. We found the tomb of King Tut. That's pretty awesome, right? So, well, evidently, while trying to clean up the burial mask, they were trying to clean it up, they knocked off the blue and gold braided beard on King Tut's mask. And they glued it back on with an inappropriate adhesive, which has completely fucked the item up. They used some kind of an epoxy, which is an irreversible material that's completely unsuited for a restoration effort of this importance. Conservators at the museum are obviously, oh my god, what the hell's going on? So they did release a statement. The mask should have been taken to the conservation lab, but they were in a rush to get it displayed quickly and again used as quick-drying irreversible material. The mask now shows a gap between the face and the beard, whereas before it was directly attached. Now you can see a layer of transparent yellow. However, it gets worse. It turns out some of the epoxy actually got onto the face of the mask. They used a fucking spatula to fix this. So the epoxy had dried on the face of the mask, and they tried to use a spatula, and it left scratches behind. The researchers had confirmed the scratches and said that it was clear that they'd been made by a tool used to scrape off the epoxy. Now, not a lot of people are really talking about this, but I can't believe, how in the hell? It's like, if someone sneezes on the Mona Lisa, you're not gonna take a fucking napkin and dab it up. You don't, God knows what you could screw up by doing that. So, I don't know. I mean, obviously being in a rush is why this happened, which is, like I said, it's a terrible loss to our archaeology, but it's not like somebody dropped it on the floor, flushed it down the toilet, and kicked it down the damn stairs. So that's important, but still, how the hell do you mess that up? I don't know. So, let's move on to some, I would consider this kind of good news. Simon Pegg, that's right, Shaun of the Dead himself, and Scotty, in the latest Star Trek reboot films, is co-writing Star Trek 3. So, according to Deadline, Pegg has been set to co-write Star Trek 3, which will be directed by Fast and Furious director Justin Lin. And this kind of follows the news that Roberto Orci had left the movie. So Pegg is co-writing it with Doug Jung, the guy that wrote Dark Blue and Banshee. So I'm kind of curious where this is going to go. And considering this movie comes out in like a year, July 8th, 2016, they don't exactly have a whole hell of a lot of time to really kind of get this thing kind of figured out. So I don't know what's going to happen with all this. So, I mean, I trust Simon Pegg. I really do. If anybody kind of gets Star Trek, considering how much of a nerd he actually is, and obviously working with Edgar Wright and Nick Frost and all of them, he has experience in genre stuff. I'm fairly confident, though. With the new Star Trek movie, I don't know where I'd want it to go. And I know me and Steve Megatron Phillips on Future Imperfect have talked about this. And I want to see them do an original story with it. Give me the Gorn. Give me the Tholians. Give me a story involving Orion pirates or something. Give me something that's only been talked about in the video games or the lore otherwise. Don't show me whatever, right? Just give me something different. You already tried Wrath of Khan Redux, and that sucked. And the first Star Trek movie was actually okay. So here's your chance to redemption. Maybe this time, instead of the even movies being awesome, it'll be the odd ones. Who knows? I guess we'll just have to wait and see and find out. So the next thing that I'd like to talk about is, you know what? Okay. I want to talk about what happened to DreamWorks. And DreamWorks Animation is cutting 500 jobs, and executives Don Taubin, I'm pretty sure I'm screwing that name up, and Mark Zarati are also leaving. So it turns out DreamWorks Animation is cutting, like I said, 500 jobs across all locations and divisions as studio Jeffrey Katzenberg looks to turn the company's projects and profit margins around after a string of less than performing disappointments at the box office. So the company will now also cut back its feature film output from 3 movies to 2 movies a year, with plans to release a sequel and an original title in 2016, 17, and 18. They're working on 6 specific movies for the next couple years. They're working on Kung Fu Panda 3, Trolls, Boss Baby, The Croods 2, Larrikins, How to Train Your Dragon 3. And that was originally slated for 2016, but it's being pushed back to summer 2017 and has been confirmed for June 29th release in 2018. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. This is coming from Variety.com. They've also pushed back BOO, which is the Bureau of Otherworldly Operations. It's been pushed back into development, as has Mumbai Musical. I don't know what the hell that is. Katzenberg had said, "My time and my focus needs to be on making blockbuster films. We have the people to do it. That's where my energy is going to be focused. Feature animation is the core of our company. Getting our feature film business back on track is our number one priority." Making 3 films a year, he said, was too ambitious, and he wants to get back to making 2 great blockbusters a year. We need to get back to basics here. So that kind of sucks. And I'm actually just kind of looking over what DreamWorks Animation has released. And I'm going to start with their first one back in 1998, which was Ants. Didn't see it. Prince of Egypt, I've heard nothing but good things about. Chicken Run, I thought was okay. I'm just kind of going down the list in no particular order. Shrek is awesome. Shark Tale is okay. Madagascar, I was actually pleasantly surprised. Wallace and Gromit, fucking rules. I never saw a B-movie. I know Dave did. I think he reviewed it for the show, actually, and it's not what you may think. I really liked Monsters vs. Aliens, but I was expecting maybe a little bit more out of it. How to Train Your Dragon, I haven't seen. I own it, but I hear it's supposed to be really good. I'm trying to get the second one right now, because I hate having gaps in collections. Megamind, Kung Fu Panda I liked. They also did Puss in Boots, and I think this movie is criminally underappreciated. Rise of the Guardians. I thought that movie was friggin' cool. The Croods. It was alright. Turbo. I'm not surprised. It had a budget, for example. It had a budget of $127 million and only made $282 million. So it was successful, but not as well as it should have been. They also did Mr. Peabody and Sherman, and that came out last year, and I don't remember anybody talking about it. Really wanted to see it, but never got around to it. They also did Penguins of Madagascar, which came out late last year. Didn't get around to seeing that one either, but I will at some point. Also, other things that these guys have in development that I kind of give a crap about. Captain Underpants, I've heard my wife talk about this because she teaches little kids and evidently it's a thing. Puss in Boots 2, 9 Lives and 40 Thieves. That sounds pretty awesome. What else? I'm just looking through their other stuff that they also have done. You know what? That's all I really, really kind of care about. Turns out these guys have also done a number of TV shows. Actually, I really like this one. Alienators, Evolution Continues. That was based off the David Duchovny movie with Orlando Jones where they hunt aliens. It was... Okay, frankly, it was kind of stupid, but I really liked it. They also did The Adventures of Puss in Boots. And they also did the Kung Fu Panda little specials. So, you know... That sucks that they've kind of got kicked in the nuts and a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, but I guess it is what it is. Okay, so to close out the show on somewhat of a self-congratulatory note, as I mentioned, I was featured as a random meme on the YouTube show Tiny Plastic Men. And it's such a weird show. But yeah, it's basically... It's a half-hour sketch comedy group, and they do these things where they do the mailbag, or they'll randomly do a segment they call That's a Good Question. And they'll pose each other really stupid questions. Now, for a while, I submitted a bunch of them. And I was called their number one super fan. And I would love for someone to go through the episode and count how many times they say my name, because it's literally like the Daniel Bryan yes chant at one point. They're like... My God! And it's just, it's really friggin' weird. And it's just really awesome because months ago, a friend of mine, Cam, who works at this comic book store, had messaged me on Twitter and said, hey, Mike, Mark Meer and the rest of the guys, Mark Meer's Commander Shepard from Mass Effect, said, yeah, they were here and they were chanting your name. And I'm thinking, okay, that's weird. All right. It's Mark being Mark. He's a good dude. And I never thought anything of it. And then I was having a really crappy day yesterday till about halfway through it, and this was a very, very pleasant surprise. So if you want to check out the episode, it is embedded below for you to check out. All right, so coming up on the show in the next little bit, me and Jamie are recording prototypes, and you can find those beginning probably on Monday. We're going to try and record 3. Beyond the Gauntlet, we record a new one next weekend. As far as I've been made aware, the topic show for this month, as we do, we always do an actor or a director focus. We're going to be focusing on the career of Bill Murray, a guy who's strangely awesome, but I have heard people say the opposite of him. So we're going to check out some of his filmography. That should be me, Roebuck, Dave, and I think Maisie, who has contributed on the show before. Then for February, to give you a bit of a preview... Future Imperfect comes back. We're going to be talking about Captain Picard as our Captain Spotlight continues. And I haven't decided what the topic show is going to be that month. I'm kind of thinking I'd love to talk about Robotech. But I'm also thinking about maybe talking about either Battlestar Galactica or Babylon 5. It basically comes down to what series can I rip through the fastest. Because I really, really like Battlestar, but I also really like Babylon 5, but don't know a whole hell of a lot about it. I've also even considered doing the Highlander movies at some point on here. So, I don't know. If you got suggestions, feedback at thisweekingeek.net, let me know. Same great shows this year. I'm not sure whether certain shows are coming back. You should email them and let me know, because I don't know. But who knows? So... Until next week, my friends, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. Be sure to check out the website tomorrow for a new rad on Saints Row 4, Get Out of Hell.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show.
So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat f***.
Okay, I'm good, Geico.
Holy shit! Oh my gosh! Freak! Die! Holy crap! Whoa! Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content. As well, subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Pronobozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.